This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The battle over redrawing the Texas congressional map may be coming to a close. Congressman Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader, flew from Washington to Austin this week. After intense negotiations, he leveraged Republicans into a deal. With a new map, Democrats fear they could lose between 7 and 10 of their current seats in Congress. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The redistricting negotiations in Texas between Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst and Republican House Speaker Tom Craddock had grown so contentious the two decided they didn't want to be in the same room anymore, as Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst is in charge of the Senate, and he and many in the Senate had grown incensed at what they saw as Craddock's inflexibility. Time was running out if the Republicans hoped to get the new districts in place for the upcoming primaries in March. It was left to two unfortunate Republicans, one senator and one House representative, to try to broker a compromise in conference committee. But invariably, either Craddock or Dewhurst would reject their suggestions. But all that changed Monday when Tom DeLay rode into Austin. DeLay took charge and in less than 48 hours hammered out a deal. It was Governor Rick Perry who delivered the news.
I'm happy to announce that members of the Texas Senate, the Texas House, have reached an agreement on a congressional redistricting bill that achieves our principal goal of giving voters districts that are fair and representative.
Knowing a few things about how to bend Republicans to his will, he's known as the Hammer on Capitol Hill, Tom DeLay brought his considerable skills as House Majority Leader to bear on the stalemate. As he walked back and forth between the House and Senate, DeLay was in his element, joking with reporters, waxing nostalgic about his old desk in the Texas House, where he began his political career 25 years ago. And while it had been easy for the Lieutenant Governor and House Speaker to say no to each other by proxy, DeLay brought with him an entirely different power dynamic. While it may have been humbling to have DeLay come in and take over, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst gave the House Majority Leader his due.
And I also want to thank the Majority Leader for being here and helping us narrow our differences and have an agreement on West Texas.
If they survive intact, the new Texas maps are going to cost the Democrats dearly. Seven Democrats will be given new districts that will be close to 60% or more Republican. Democrats from Dallas-Fort Worth, the Gulf Coast, East and West Texas, and the Texas Panhandle will face re-election bids that are an uphill battle, to say the least. Some may choose to retire instead. Austin was split into three districts, and Liberal Congressman Lloyd Doggett would have to run in a new serpentine district that is split between Austin and the Rio Grande Valley on the border with Mexico. Republicans said, under the circumstances, the maps were as fair as they could make them. Governor Rick Perry.
The congressional districts legislators have agreed to are fair and representative of voting patterns of Texas. While we respect the views of those who oppose this process, we believe that what we have achieved today has been worth the wait and worth the debate.
The maps will go before the Texas House and Senate tomorrow. After that, they head to the Justice Department for review. If approved, it is very likely to go to the federal courts. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.